Okay, let's begin this morning, and let's turn to number 23. We'll sing a stanza or two of this, and then a little later we'll open in prayer. 23, I am His, and He is mine. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, Spirit breathing from above, Thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine, and a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His and He is mine. Verse 4. His forever, only His, who the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade or flee, firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am His and He is thine. In a love which cannot cease, I am His, and He is mine.
Amen.
What can we say but amen to that, huh?
Yeah, bless the Lord.
Well, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, thank You for bringing us together. And Lord, we just are so privileged to be able to come and pray. And as we look again this morning at another prayer in the Bible, Lord, just help us to glean from what we see. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, turn to Matthew 9 again. We've been in Matthew 9. This will be the fourth week, and maybe we'll always be here. I don't know. But there's a number of prayers in here in Matthew 9. We've spent the last three times praying for the Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead, the issue of blood with the 12-year woman thing. And last week we talked about the raising of the daughter. And the very next verse is verse 27 in chapter 9. Good morning. And we are still at Capernaum here as Jesus has come back from healing the demoniacs on the other side of the sea. And He's at Capernaum, and He's healed now, raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. And the very next word says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed Him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He had come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to Him, yes, Lord. Then He touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. But when they had departed, they spread the news about Him in all that country. You know, we have a number of things in the Scriptures about Jesus healing the blind man. A little later on in Matthew chapter 20, we have Him healing the two blind men in Jericho. In Matthew 12:22, we read, then one was brought to Him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and He healed him. Matthew 15:30, then great multitudes came to Him, having with them the lame, the blind, and so forth, and He healed them. Matthew 21:14, then the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple, and He healed them. So we have just a lot of occasions of Jesus healing the blind. But we only have two, this one and the one in Matthew 20, where we have the interchange of the prayer. And so since we're in prayer, this is something I think is important to look at. Notice here in verse 27, when Jesus departed from there, He's probably leaving the house. Of course, there's a big crowd there after He raised the daughter from the dead. And a couple of blind men must have heard the commotion. And what do? They follow him, crying out. Now, notice that Jesus doesn't stop immediately and publicly heal them. He continues on. And apparently maybe that's what he does with us. There's a time between the prayer and the answer to the prayer. All of our prayers are not answered immediately. Although this prayer is answered, it's not answered immediately because we see them following him, crying out, and when he'd come into the house. And so I don't know how far he went, but Capernaum isn't the most huge city in the world. But he would have followed him from Jairus' house all the way to wherever Jesus was going. And they must have been crying out as he's going. The only prayer we have here is, Son of David, have mercy on us. It doesn't even say, heal us. Obviously, anybody could see they're blind. But notice the address here is to the Messiah. They are recognizing his Messiahship. And this is very early. He hasn't announced this yet, but they recognize that. And look at the plea. Have mercy. Have mercy. Remember when you asked Jesus that? Maybe you've asked him that this morning already. Mm-hmm. Have mercy. And notice it's not on me. Have mercy on me. I think there's something there for us in prayer as well, because it's mercy on us. I think when we have similar afflictions, we need to pray together, because that's really the whole unity theme here in a way in this. Have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him. They obviously had to be helped. How can a blind man come to anybody? But notice, they not only cried out, they not only had the right address on their prayer, but they had to follow him. There had to be some time elapsed here, and they had to come to him. So we need to come to Jesus, don't we? But they came to him, and then notice what Jesus says to them. The request was, have mercy on us, but what is his question? It isn't that, do you believe I'm able to give you mercy? I don't believe. I think his question is, do you believe that I have the power to heal your blindness? What is blindness? Well, with you and I, it's a spiritual ignorance, it's unbelief, and it's a situation that we can become more or less blind depending on our spiritual strength. And you may say, well, I'm not blind anymore, I'm born again. Yes, we're born again, but do we really have the belief that God will do things in our lives? Do we really trust him above all else? And so here Jesus says, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And that's the question I think he asks you and I. Whatever we have in life, whatever your biggest problem is today, or your second biggest problem, or your five biggest problems, whatever, do you believe that these will work together for good? Do you believe that he is able to deliver you from them? He is, you know, whether you believe it or not. But we need to believe that he's able to do this, because faith is going to be a component here of Jesus' action. I don't know what he would have done if they would say, well, Lord, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether you have the power or not. But I'm pretty sure I know what would have happened. They wouldn't have been healed. If we don't believe, that means that our will is not conformed to his will, he's not going to go against our will. So if you believe that Jesus will not do it, I don't think he's going to do it. He can do it, but he's not going to do it if you don't believe. So do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said to him, notice, there's no hesitancy here that I can see. They say, yes, Lord. No, but Lord, you know, I've been blind for a long time. Or, but Lord, you know, I've spent a lot of money on a lot of, I've been to Jill Stein of UCLA, and they've done everything in my eyes in the world, and there's no hope. The doctors, they don't say that. They just say what? Yes, Lord. Now, are you saying yes, Lord? And in what ways are you saying yes, Lord, in our lives today? What about loving him with our whole heart? What about loving others as he has loved us? And what about our time? What about our rival thrones or other loves competing? Are we really yes, Lord, in all areas of our life? But they say yes, Lord, and then he responds. He touches their eyes. We see so much touching by Jesus, don't we? Touching the leper, touching all. He doesn't have to. He didn't touch Lazarus. I mean, Lazarus was in the grave, and Lazarus didn't have any faith. So those who say, well, you've got to have faith or the Lord. Well, it's not necessarily our faith. It's his faith, isn't it? But he is asking here, do you have faith that I can do this? And so then he touches their eyes and he's saying, according to your faith. That's interesting, isn't it? According to your faith, let it be done to you. So it would seem to me as he's touching their eyes, if they didn't have any faith, he probably wouldn't have healed them. Because he says what? According to your faith. So it's related to their belief. In other words, it's related to our openness to him to work in our lives without reservation. And are we really submitted to him? Are we really committed to him? Have we really come to him clean and repentant of our sins? Because if we got that sin issue there, he's not going to work through that. That's got to be taken care of because that's the thing that blocks. And as I look at the spiritual walk, at least in my thinking, he's done everything. He's done everything. There's nothing more that can be done at all in setting the table and preparing the way and opening the door. It's all done for us. But there's a part of us that can block all of that, and that's sin. Because sin separates us, sin blocks, and we are not free from it, and we're into it every day. Or at least I am. Maybe you're not. Maybe you've gotten to that point. I don't think so. There's no sinless perfection in this body. We will not be out of sin until we get our glorified body. So we need to confess and we need to come to him, don't we? Don't we? According to faith, let it be to you. And then we read, and their eyes were opened. Now once again, the same thing that Jesus did before. He's warning them, and here it's he's sternly warning them, saying, see that no one knows it. His Messiahship has not yet been answered, announced. He's not going to do that until the triumphal entry of Jerusalem, really. That's the day. And we see here, they already know who he is because they say, what, Son of David, have mercy on us. They already know he's the Messiah. It's not that they don't know it. And here is the miracle. And he doesn't want to be, I don't believe, just known as a miracle man. Because that's not his main thing to accomplish in, on earth is to do miracles. A lot of us today think, oh yeah, that was the main reason Jesus came. He did miracles. Well, he did miracles, but that was really to show who he is. His great miracle was giving his life for you and for me. It was not opening our eyes temporarily, but it was opening our eyes forever. So according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one does that. So just in review here, what do we have again? We need to recognize who Jesus is. We need to cry out for mercy. We need to come to him with expectancy that he is able. And when he says, do you believe? We need to say, yes, Lord. Father, we thank you for this prayer, and we thank you for all of them in the Bible. And Lord, it is just always speaking to us in really interesting and great and mighty ways. And here we are. We want to pray for us today, not just for me, but for us. We want to pray for the church. We want to pray for this church. We want to pray for Calvary Costa Mesa. We want to pray for the pastors. We want to pray for missionaries. We want to pray for whatever you put in our hearts, but we certainly want to pray for the church. And we want to pray for the baptism today, Lord. We want to pray for the Father-Son retreat going on right now, particularly for those fathers and maybe grandfathers who might be there that don't know you. We want to pray for those sons who know of you. In some cases, maybe they know you personally, maybe they don't. But we pray for great and mighty things to be done there. And just in each and every one, Lord, we pray for healing for those who need healing physically. But even more importantly, Lord, we pray for those who need healing spiritually. Because the spiritual healing is the forever healing. The physical healing is only for a season. Thank you for the diagnosis on Bob Hoekstra. We want to pray for him and to give him the strength and the wherewithal to get through the remedy now to these ducts being blocked. And so, Lord, just each one, Lord, there's just different things you'll lay on our heart. And as one of us is praying, may we all be agreeing in our hearts as we are praying in unison because we're responding to your lead, Holy Spirit. So may we pray according to that. Guide us now, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.